The other day I got into a taxi and told the driver to take me to Venice. I was passing through Las Vegas, Nevada, where casino developers have built several resorts to resemble great cities. On the way to Venice, we passed New York and Paris. The driver told a story about a labor dispute at the Venetian casino. Turns out he's right. Unions have battled bitterly against the casino's owner for years, and it was easy to pick up on the atmosphere inside the Venetian Doge's palace beneath the bright lights and ceiling murals. That Sunday morning, the Venetian was holding an orientation session for newly hired employees in a corner of a casino restaurant. In view of the customers, a manager gave the new hires a lecture and played them a video describing why it would be a bad career move for them to ever join a union. Las Vegas remains a tough town, even though its look has changed. In the new Las Vegas, the whole family can shop at expensive stores and sunbathe with penguins. At the Venetian, you can ride a gondola down an imitation Grand Canal or walk into an art museum and contemplate paintings by Picasso. But down the hall, on the casino floor, you witness the games of chance, the often ruthless business that pays for such amenities. As that cabbie said, Las Vegas is the best place in the world to live, unless you get addicted to gambling. It all brought to mind the original Venice in Italy. In the Middle Ages and beyond, those Venetians were explorers and sea traders. They were always willing to gamble for profit. The old Venetians traveled by ship and by land, bringing the treasures of Asia back to Europe. Sometimes their odds of survival on those journeys must have seemed no better than a gambler's odds at the Bellagio on a single spin of roulette. Yet, like a casino owner, the shrewdest Venetians learned to dodge the craziest bets and sometimes to rig the game. These were the people, after all, who decorated their greatest cathedral with the bronze horses they had stolen while sacking and looting another city. History remembers them kindly because the old Venetians did nothing small. Their outrageous adventures made the fortunes that built one of the world's great cities. The islands on which Venice stands are slowly sinking now into the waters around them, but the city's palaces and cathedrals may still last longer than the new Venetian casino. Las Vegas is always changing, always under construction. The city frequently implodes its landmark casinos to make room for new ones. The same desire for change that created the Las Vegas Strip may eventually mandate its destruction. That desire can be a force as powerful as the tides now lapping at the shores of Venice. Volare, oh, e cantare. Nel blu dipinto di blu, e chi dice di stare lassù?